This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm so tired of hearing the name Mueller. Anybody else? Seriously. The Mueller report's supposed to be out in a couple of days. And I can't wait. You're going to watch the second and third round of fighting. Everybody's going to parse every word. The Dems are going to be, it's all about the Republicans. The Republicans are going to be, it's all about the Dems. That's the same old garbage. You know what? You know what this, by the way, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. This reminds me, remember the old day of wrestling? Remember that? It wasn't wrestling. It was wrestling. It's like this is such a game. They're all on the same side. They're not going to tell you that, but they're all on the same side. You know, we were talking to somebody last night who knows another conservative congressperson. And I've heard this from other people. You know, I've had no love for the guy. But Paul Ryan totally blew the midterms. Did absolutely nothing for our win. And he didn't do it because he didn't think there was any reason to. He doesn't like Trump, so he's going to screw the rest of the country because he didn't like Trump. And now, guess what? Paul Ryan is now teaching, so I hear, at Notre Dame University. So if you're sending your kids there, pull them out quick. He is a sad, sad person where they would sell the country down the road because of their personal opinions on somebody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my pet peeves, again, if you're a Jew, own it. If you're a Christian, own it. If you're Catholic, own it. Right? I mean, it's really that simple. It ain't that hard. And now you've got a Christian university that is facing all kinds of backlash after announcing that Mike Pence is going to be the commencement speaker. Now, here's the key. A Christian university. I just had this argument with somebody online who claims to be a Christian. Right? And calling him out. And a Christian college in Indiana invited Vice President Mike Pence to speak at its commencement ceremony in May. But members of the university community were not happy with the selection. The university has since stood by its decision to invite the vice president, despite some public opposition. Taylor University, a small Christian college located in Pence's home state of Indiana, announced his role as commencement speaker. As well as the subsequent posts, you know, in the press release on the school's Facebook and Twitter accounts, University President Dr. Paul Lowell Haynes, he said that his school is pleased and honored to welcome to our campus the vice president for the 2019 commencement speech. I mean, that's a big deal. In addition to heralding the vice president's public service career, Haynes said that Mr. Pence has been a good friend of the university over many years, as a Christian brother whose life and values have exemplified what we should strive to instill in our graduates. You know, if you take the Trump piece away from Pence, right, the man has had a life of public service. And the left will only key in on one thing that they blew out of proportion, which is, you know, they talk about Pence alluding to the fact that, you know, I don't know, electric shock therapy will make you not gay anymore or something. There's some ridiculous stories that they told about him. That's all they can, it's all they can hone in on. Nothing else that he's done well. And most of these little twerts, I don't even know what to call them, that's clean, that are coming after guys like Pence, they've never served in the service. They've never served the community. They're probably still living in Ma's basement. They've really done nothing for the community other than moan and groan about how bad it is, you know, considering they got all these grants to go to college with and what have you. All they do is in a perpetual state of how bad this country is, and they've done absolutely nothing for the country. I wonder who raised those kids. The announcement was met with this distaste from a number of members of the university community, many of whom share their thoughts about the announcement on the school's social media pages. One alumni, Washington, D.C. resident Alex Hoekstra, he started a change.org petition calling for people to protest the vice president's speech because, according to Hoekstra, inviting Pence as a keynote speaker makes the alumni, faculty, staff, and current students complicit in the Trump-Pence administration's policies, which are not consistent with Christian ethic of love that we hold dear. Really? Why don't you show me specifically? I love these people who throw out Christian ethics or Christian thoughts. Specifically, what does he hold? Right? I mean, I'm always amazed. Let's get back to abortion for a minute, all right? You're talking about taking care of the unborn, taking care of babies. Didn't Jesus say don't do any harm to these little kids? I'm sorry, what part of that is not Christian as to what Pence and Trump and Pence are doing? I mean, I can go through this whole thing and really beat the crud out of some of these kids. I don't do it because it doesn't win anything. And, you know, you guys have all been young before. You know what it's like. When you're 17 or 18, you're in college, you know everything. There is nothing anybody's going to tell you. I mean, you think about what Jesus called love, what real love was. You know, again, let's just take one thing. You don't just give a man a fish, you teach him to fish. Which means you don't give him a welfare check all the time. You don't let him in for nothing. You don't hand him or her everything. Obama took away the mandate that if you were on welfare, you had to do some kind of work. You had to do something to be able to get off of welfare and pay back the community. Obama said, no, not cool. And if you on the left say that, then you're 180 degrees from what God's word says. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Juness has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you spent with us on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got any crazy stories? Ones that maybe I missed, I didn't see. Some of you sent me so many of them, it's hard to get through. Also, still on the agenda here. If you want a copy of this movie, Gosnell, right? I don't know how to do this, but don't worry about it. If you want a copy of the movie Godzilla, and I do it for free. I don't charge you anything. One of the producers gave us a bunch of them to give away. The 25th email I get. Okay, you can send as many as you want to. When we get close to the end of the hour, I'll go ahead and announce who got it. But, you know, seriously, I want you to you know, Godzilla the movie, Unplanned the movie. You got to see these movies. You got to do something. It's one way to poke you and prod you. Now, when you get this movie, whoever wins it, I want you to let me know what you think, what you thought of it, and maybe even play it for some friends. Right? Some of you have football night or football day or basketball, whatever. Whatever it is you have it. Why not have a Godzilla showing? After you see it, you may want to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Can't understand how a Christian university would not want Mike Pence there to speak. The man's life has been all about all around God. But what happens is Christianity for young people has changed so much. It's not really Christianity anymore. It's kind of a socialism. Jesus was not a socialist. Not even close. You know, people pull out these scriptures or one line here or one line there without reading the whole story. Also, without looking at what he said about, you know, seriously. He told people, let's see, some of you Christians, I'll give you like the Reader's Digest Joe version. Basically, he told people, look, speak the word to someone three times after that, dump the sand off your feet and get out of there because they're too stubborn and learn. In other words, leave them to their own wiles. Right? Don't sit there and feed somebody all the time. Teach them how to feed themselves and the rest of their family. That's not what you see today. You take care of them until they get on their feet. No, no. No, no, no. He didn't say wait to get on their feet and then teach them how to fish. Teach them how to fish. Then they can take care of themselves. Because that's true pride. That somebody feels good about themselves. It's really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've got on a whole list. Jesus at one point says if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. He doesn't get to eat. Think about that. Can't sit on the couch collecting those welfare checks with the channel changer in your hand and expect to eat. So it's not a Christian thing to refuse to feed somebody in that light. My favorite one is when Jesus said, bring the little children unto me. You can't bring them to them if you keep killing them. Right? The least of these. I don't know how. I'm still trying to figure out how a Christian belongs to a party, belongs to a group, belongs to a club that is totally for abortion. Makes absolutely no sense to me. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, and this is the whole thing. Students feel unsafe about Pence giving commencement speech. Bullpuckies. I mean, what do you want? This is what you've raised. You parents of these college kids, this is what you've raised. Their anxiety over these kind of things runs crazy to the point where they're, and the Bible talks about this too. Right? These people are waxed feeble. They're because of fear. What are they afraid of? Something he might say? You know, we've taken that phrase, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. We've kind of made poo-pooed it and made fun. Now we've turned around and said, sticks and stones will hurt me, but, you know, words will devastate me. That's a new saying. Dumb. Just dumb. Corey Duncan, when he comes on Thursday night, we'll talk to him. There was a... matter of fact, you know who was... Larry Elder. Obviously a black man. Tells a story. I think it was a black teacher that was having an issue. And somebody said to the black teacher about his blackness kind of devastated and brought him to his knees. When he went home and told his mother about the story, and I'm probably screwing this up to a degree, but ultimately at the end, his mom said, How sad that that teacher would let an ignorant person with bad words or whatever affect his whole life. And she's right. As an Italian growing up, look at, I don't even pretend to know what the black community went to. But as an Italian growing up in a white Anglo-Saxon area, there was a lot of things said to me about being a dumb Dago, a WAP, a greaseball, a guinea. And because of my family and the way they felt about stuff like that, my Uncle Eddie saying, you know what, there's stupid people everywhere, you can't do anything about it, let's go. Didn't give it any credence, didn't give it any time, just kind of like, well, what are you mad about? There's stupid people everywhere, let's go, we got other things to do. Think about that. And he taught me early on that you sitting here wasting your time thinking about an idiot who called you a name or thinks about you a certain way without really even knowing you, you're going to waste your time on this? Who's the bigger fool? Jenny Miller, student graduating from Taylor University in May, voiced her support for the choice of Pence as a speaker. Commenting on the Facebook thread, she said, I'm very honored to be part of the 2019 graduating class. I'm also honored to have the vice president speak at my commencement ceremony. Thanks to all y'all who worked hard to ensure the great day we're going to have. Also, Taylor University student Pete Worster tweeted his thoughts on the matter, writing, regardless of the political stance of the VP or Taylor, we must remember this day is about the graduates. It's a huge honor to have a sitting vice president of the United States on our campus to help us celebrate. Taylor University, God bless them, has stood by their decision to have the vice president. Since making the announcement of Vice President Mike Pence's upcoming commencement speech, we've received feedback from people on either side of the issue. Taylor University is an intentional Christian community. I love that. Intentional Christian community. You know what? That's what we should be. You should be an intentional Christian. Living an intentional Christian lifestyle. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more to talk about.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
French President Emmanuel Macron has promised that the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral will be rebuilt. The damage is extensive, but the outer structure is largely intact and many of the most precious artifacts were saved. 50 investigators are searching for the cause of the fire. The French government said 20 firefighters risked their lives to save the Gothic monument. In Paris for her book tour, former First Lady Michelle Obama addressed a crowd of thousands.
We have to believe in each other. We have to use these times to unite because Notre Dame will be rebuilt.
President Trump has vetoed a congressional resolution to end U.S. military support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Lawmakers do not have the votes to override it. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I think that's very minimal. Isn't he like Walker status? Just saying. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I mean, seriously, you need to be involved. You need to be engaged. You need to be part of the conversation. You know, I mean, I always say this to you, that a lot of times people come at things a little differently, all right? People come at things from a different point of view, but you may end up at the same place, the same decision. And it's good to listen to how other people feel or how they approach things, because you might be able to turn somebody, whether it be conservative or what have you, in the way you approach them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. These are always fun. I love some of these really freaktoid stories. The, where did it go? I just had it up. Oh!
No.
Yes. Harvard Sex Week. Students design a 3D print of their own body part. That's right. Several Harvard University students. Now, it's nice to know you're spending $100 to $120K a year for your son or daughter to learn how to make sexual parts in a 3D printer. Isn't that great? The university students were slated to design a 3D print of their own sex toy. As part of the student-led Sex Week event hosted at the Ivy League University, the Sex Part Workshop... One of a half dozen offerings. You're dying over there. What made you think I was going to say that? I wouldn't do that. One of a half dozen offerings, the Sexual Health Education Advocacy throughout Harvard campus groups and others are hosting to mark the sex education programming, which launched Friday. It's scheduled to conclude later in the week. Later in the next week, with organizers dubbing it the Sex Weekender. Now, the Sex Part Workshop helped kick off the programming on April 12th with the Harvard School of Engineering and the Applied Sciences team. So it's a way to kind of be all-inclusive with science and English and math. Gotta love this. Space for the event was limited, and according to the Facebook event page, it was filled to capacity at 8 students, including a waiting list. And it took place on a Friday night. And, you know, I love this stuff, though, because if you really think about it, there's a lot of this stuff going on in your college, in colleges. You're spending all this money to send your kids there. You're spending all this tax money, and look what you're getting in return. A disclaimer urged students that the printed designs are not intended for external use. Think about that. Organizers did not respond to requests for a comment asking why. But in 2014, an article on Mashable stated that while the 3D printing sex toys is becoming more common, there are downsides to it. I can't imagine. 3D printed sex toys are particularly dangerous for two reasons. They're sometimes too rough for immediate use. You figure that out. And microscopic gaps in the toy that are almost impossible to disinfect can store bodily fluids and bacteria. So it's really simple. Don't use them. Don't make them. Right? The Harvard Sex Week event page for the workshop. For the sex part workshop. God bless. Stop it. Stated a live feed would be posted on Instagram, but that didn't materialize. That would have been a good one, right? Can you imagine going through an Instagram and all of a sudden you see your daughter, well, whatever. Student later posted that no video would be uploaded, but photos would be published later on this week. Additionally, workshops slated to take place include religion. Look at this is at a sex week, people. I want you to think about this. Religion and spirituality. Conversations on sex and BGLTQ identity. Sex positions 101. Russ's annual blank seminar. Am I allergic to sex? Pain, discomfort, and allergies in the bedroom. And from turn-ons to red flags, relationships, sex, and communication. So, this is going on at the colleges. Right? I mean, seriously. So, I wish I could show you this picture. I wish I had it up. And I'd get in trouble for making fun. She's called Goddess Cecilia. I'm sorry, but anyway. Today we explore the negative messages about our bodies, she said, connecting and pleasure and pleasuring oneself. We also talk about the anatomy of pleasure and the pieces still missing from research and conversation. Sex Week at Harvard strives to empower the Harvard community to explore issues of love, sex, sexuality, gender identity, and relationships. This is too confusing. Its website states that as an annual campus-wide collaborative effort, Sex Week is positioned to actively engage Harvard students in embracing and thinking about and discussing their experiences with their own sexualities. Why? Why do we have to start talking about all this stuff all the time? Why can't we keep, you know, our relationships with each other, our relationships personal? You know, it used to be what happens in the bedroom was between you and your partner. Now it seems what happens in the bedroom has to go 15 minutes out on the internet somewhere. Right? And it seems to be okay. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, for more aggravation, because I know how much you people love what's going on at colleges, right? You know, Villanova University has a professor that's going to give a lecture on justifying, ready for this one? Antifa violence. Come on, let that sink in. See, they're the ones that, according to them, somebody actually put the word up in the chat room. Thank you for that. I went out of my way to keep it out of there, so I'd keep it out of my head, but whatever. the so the left is always accusing us of being the violent ones, inciting violence, inciting riots, inciting violence at Omar and others. But they're blind to their own sins. They're blind to their own actions. Right? I mean, so the professor said that they're going to give a lecture on justifying a teen from violence. But the article goes on to say that she'd never engage in violence, but she won't deny it to others. There's room for one more scholar justifying the political violence of anti-fascism and against whomever they brand as a white supremacist. So whatever they believe to be, which I really love. Anybody, what's her name? Candace Owen, right? I want to show you the low IQ level of the Dems in Congress and other places. Dems are calling her, you ready for this one? A white supremacist. I'll wait for you to stop laughing. They call Xander Gibb homophobic. Xander is gay and openly gay. And they've called Corey Duncan racist. Corey is black. So it's proof that what I've been saying for years, these terms mean nothing to them anymore. Absolutely nothing. Because they throw them out there to try to scare you. They throw them out there to try to beat you down. You know, my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, those are all labels that the left gave to a guy like me. And they don't mean what they like to believe that they mean. Villanova University's Billy Murray is giving a campus lecture, April 24, titled Reimagining Activism as Combative, and they noted by Rod Dreher at the American Conservative, it sounds like she's going to give a lecture on why Antifa has a right to beat people up. It sounds like that to me too, doesn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Don't go far. We'll be back. We'll announce who won Gosnell the movie. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
and but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back. Well, you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being there. I appreciate so much the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I guess for being fast on the keys, Ron Blevin has got the Gosnell movie. Ron, you need to email me your address to send it to. And I'll get that out to you as soon as I can. And, did I mention that it comes along with a $50 donation?
No,
I didn't say that. I should have, though, right, before we did all that. Anyhow, always appreciate the time you guys take. And anyway, so, yeah, Ron, go ahead, email me your address, and I will get that out to you at least by tomorrow, I'm sure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be part of the conversation, you want to be involved in the conversation. Boy, that would be nice, right? Don't you think? And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me and, on the air and in the chat room. And and being engaged. And I always say that, you know, you got to be engaged, you got to be involved. You got to hear and see what other people are saying and doing. Doing. Because that way, look at, people approach things differently and they win. You know, they may win somebody over that you can't. If that's the case, why don't you learn from them? Or if you want to do it your way, that's fine too. But again, I go back to sometimes you just need to know how other people approach stuff. You need to know how they win. You need to know how they're making it happen. We were talking about the teacher, the professor. I don't know if you can call him a teacher. Call him a professor at Villanova University. And how that professor is basically teaching that it's okay to be violent. You know, you talk about, you guys on the left especially, you're constantly talking about how we're the violent ones, we're the bad ones, we're the terrible ones. And yet, what are you promoting? Look at what you're promoting. Look at what you're getting behind. Look at what you're supporting for all intents and purposes. And that's all good, right? All of that is just fine. God, there's so many stories here that I want to get to. And I can't. I mean, and it's some pretty darn good ones, too. And most of them, you know, when you start looking down the stories at college campuses going on across this country, you look at what's happening on these college campuses. Who's taking the bigger beating? It's conservatives. They're being nailed for fees, for speakers, for security fees. Their clubs are being shut down. Right? When you think about their clubs being shut down, okay, whoopee ding, think about what they're doing to us. Right? Look at what they're doing to us, conservative commentators. They're virtually shutting us down all over the place. And they're doing it at colleges, too. They're keeping conservatives from speaking on colleges, on college campuses. I mean, they're coming after Mike Pence speaking at college campuses. Where does that make sense? On what planet does that make sense? And it's up to us to fight back. Some of that is, it's, you know, again, some of your parents go to these schools, sending your kids to these schools. Why? Why would you do that? I know, because little Johnny and Susie wants to go there. Tell them you're not wasting your money. I mean, you do have some say here. Tell them how you're not wasting your money. All right? Tell them how you're not going to give money to a college that's going to teach your kid, put your kid in an environment that's 180 degrees from them. It's really that simple. Why are we so afraid? Why are you afraid to have your kids... Oh. I don't even want to go down this road. Why are you so afraid to have those kids mad at you? Right? Why are you so afraid of having your son and daughter mad at you for a while? It won't be forever. 855, I'd love to hear you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Trump's already started beating on his soon-to-be competition, opposition, whatever you want to call him. He's already predicted the two finalists in the Dem. I agree with him. He's called out Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden as being the two Dem finalists as he sees it. His nicknames? Crazy Bernie and Sleepy Joe. That's right. That's what he's using for nicknames for both of the boys. President Trump offered his thoughts Tuesday night on which two Democratic contenders he thinks will be left standing. Out of the crowded pool of contenders, Trump predicted on Twitter that former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders. I don't know if Joe's going to do it. I think Joe's going to drop out. And I've been wrong before about this stuff. But he's not getting any real traction. He's got some of this other stuff that's going to keep coming up, you know, on him. Right? I believe it'll be Crazy Bernie Sanders versus Sleepy Joe Biden as the two finalists to run against maybe the best economy in history. I mean, really, what are they going to run against? Now, if you heard Bernie talking the other night, it was great. You heard Bernie talking the other night, and He says that the credit for the economy goes to Obama, period. That simple. I mean, nothing really to back it up. And that, so you know what they're going to be selling. You know what they're going to be out there talking about. And they're going to try to sell all the good things that are going, not just in the economy, the low unemployment rate, companies bringing their businesses back. You know, I've been saying it on the show, I love this. If all it took was Obama leaving office to make all this happen, and he loves this country the way he says he does, why didn't he leave earlier? I'm just asking. Now, the president's prediction came after he targeted Sanders in a separate tweet, speaking about the lawmakers' finances. And he's right on. Sanders and wife should pay the pre-Trump taxes on their $600,000 in income. He's always complaining about these big tax cuts, except when it comes to him. They're all like that. Every single one of them is like that. You know, and when they, I love when they say stuff like, you know, Bernie Sanders, we should be paying more in taxes. Who was it? Martha McCowan tonight. McCallum. Who'd she have on with her? Do you remember? She had a millionaire on with her. And the guy kept talking about how, you know, we need to pay more taxes. I can afford to pay more taxes. We need to. And he's going on and on. And she kept saying, nothing's stopping you. And he wasn't even listening because he kept saying we should have a system by which you can pay the taxes that you can pay. Then she kept saying, nothing's stopping you. Write the check. And he wouldn't respond. They all do that, every one of them. Well, Sanders was asked if why didn't he pay the taxes, you know, if what was it, 52% under the old tax rate? And that's where he thought it should be, between 50 and 55%. Why didn't he pay it? And he got quiet. And he had to think really fast. I got to give the old guy credit. And he comes back with, well, Trump needs to show us his taxes. Well, that wasn't the question, my friend. That's where I think they went sideways. He said, that's great. We agree. Why don't you pay the 52%? I would have just come back to that. I would not have let him off the hook. And I think we're coming back to it, coming back around to it. I think at this point in time, that abortion is going to be a big part of this campaign. I really do. I mean, the economy's good, and you can talk about that. Unemployment's down, you can talk about that. You talk about how much better people are doing overall. I just had earlier today, I had a back and forth on that Facebook stuff. A bunch of Dems were whining how their taxes were. They paid more in taxes. I said, yeah, didn't you hear that the tax cuts were only for Republicans. So maybe you just need to switch your registration and all be fine. I said, you're a bunch of hypocrites, because H&R Block, who doesn't check off the boxes of Republican or Democrat, H&R Block came up and said, hey, almost 65, it was 64.9%, something like that, 64.8% of the taxes that they've done, people have gotten refunds. So it tells you the majority of Americans are actually getting money back from the government. 24.9% of those people actually got paid less in taxes than they did last year. So either those Democrats that are complaining that their taxes are too high, they've got really crappy CPAs and accountants, or they're lying. I would tend to believe the second, but that's just me. So, I love this. Sanders released his 2018 returns just before his town hall. Didn't give people much time to look through them. Right? He and his wife pay 26% effective tax rate on a little over $500,000 in income. You know, he made $1 million in both 2016 and 17. Nearly $400,000 of his income last year came from book sales. And my understanding is, he gave almost nothing to charity. He'd rather leave that up to the government, because, you know, they do such a better job. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Send them my way. I'll help straighten them out. Have a great rest of the day.